Over the past few weeks, we've been hearing from some of our bravest and most selfless NHS workers who have continued to protect the vulnerable and take care of those affected with COVID-19 at great risk to their own safety. In some cases, cutting off all contact from family and living in solitude to ensure the safety of their nearest and dearest.
I was brought into work purely for the coronavirus. I found it very scary because a lot of these people were around my parents' age, and I guess that brought it very close to home because I've had to move out and live alone so I can continue working.
I'm lucky enough that I can actually walk to my unit, but I know some people, they're not as lucky as me. They have to get a bus or a taxi or something like that. I've stopped going to all shops because, you know, like I said, I could be a carrier and not know. So now if I need anything from the shop, my brother, when he goes to get his food shopping, he'll get mine, knock on the door, leave it on the doorstep and drive off.
Any normal day for NHS heroes can be challenging, but during the pandemic, a normal day will go from bad to worse.
Since the coronavirus outbreak, the worst part of our jobs has been having to spend long hours of the day in PPE, yet still having to do the difficult parts of our jobs, such as breaking the bad news. Unfortunately, our ladies are having to attend their appointments without their partners and on their own, which makes situations even more heartbreaking and difficult, especially when we can't physically comfort them due to the social distancing.
So in the morning, before a shift, normally when you wake up at 5 o'clock, knowing that you're in for a long day on a COVID ward, I think you know you're going to be literally on your feet for 12, 13 hours of that day. There's always a lot of apprehension and probably a lot of anxiety around it as well. I think the biggest worry, my personal worry, is bringing the virus home with me, passing it on to my family members at home.
I feel quite anxious. It feels like a risk just going to work, not just for me, but the patients that I'm seeing each day.
Obviously, we can't allow any visitors in. And, you know, some of these patients are really sick. You know, we don't know if they're going to make it through the night, and they're all by themselves. And I was dealing with a lady on my last shift, kind of helping her, you know, get washed, do some personal care. But she was just like, thank you so much for spending the time to talk to me. This woman's probably not had that much interaction with even, you know, doctors, nurses, staff, that kind of thing, let alone her own family. And I think that kind of, that will stay with me, I think.
Facing their daily struggle during unprecedented times like these is hard enough without outside sources spreading fear and untruths.
And then I see the disinfectant. Disinfect, disinfectant. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection, injection inside or...
In regards to the comments that Donald Trump has made about disinfectant and injecting disinfectant, I don't think the NHS is worried about people doing that and having to deal with the consequences. But I think the misinformation that's being spread is something that we will have to keep reiterating to maybe families of patients that no, disinfectant is not something that will help you or help your loved one get better in this situation. I think luckily people might have a bit more common sense and not just inject themselves with disinfectant. But I think that's another piece of information that's now going to be shared quite a lot.
New symptoms are being reported each day as the virus continues to mutate.
I think that having 24/7 access to news and media updates about the virus can be quite a bad thing because every new piece of information will be spread, whether it's truth or not. Every new symptom that is released, people will suddenly start feeling these, and they could genuinely be feeling these symptoms. It could just be a placebo effect and anxiety making you feel these things. So I reckon that could cause a lot of people to worry when they don't need to be worrying.
And if you're still questioning why we applaud those that we do, this is the difference you make to their day.
When I hear an entire country clapping for the NHS, it actually makes me feel quite proud, actually, that they're acknowledging the work that the NHS do.
It does make me really proud, I think, but it is lovely that kind of everyone's coming together and applauding the NHS.
It makes me feel a great sense of pride for the job that I do.
Hearing the claps just makes me feel like I'm not alone and that I'm doing this for a good reason. Kind of like a pat on the back, really.
It just makes me feel so emotional, super proud, because what could be better than helping people every day and getting paid for it?